Welcome to a brand new episode of Backpass X Balestier Khalsa. And I'm delighted to have with me back again, Mr. Kel. Kelvinder Singh, how are you doing, man?
Technically, it's not Kelvinder Singh.
Kelvin Pal Singh, sorry. You've been away too long.
I've been away too long. So glad to be back. Was traveling for a bit, but really, really happy to be back, especially with Russ. Wearing the same jersey today, yes, of course.
Matching representing jersey. The esports team.
That is right. Big shout out to the esports team. So all good, man. Russ, how are you doing?
Okay, fine. How's your trip?
Trip is gone really well. I got back alive. No food poisoning whatsoever. So that's a good thing. Hey, tell me more about what happened on Monday. I saw a couple of photos came out. I think something to do with like Lightning Tigers and stuff like that.
So Lightning Tigers, big news, have clinched the fan club futsal league. So that's what's happening.
Guys.
Yep. Big congratulations to them. Lightning Tigers, a very happy bunch after the game. And Delwinder was there as well as Chan and Sarah Sim, the social media manager, she was there. So, Balestier Khalsa, as I've mentioned, in my capacity at D2D Sports, have always been the most consistent club in terms of support for their fan club in that league. And they've led the way all throughout the season. I think they've led the way, and that's, forced the other local fan clubs to wake up and try and match them. So, that's what has happened. There's triggered a reaction from the other local
it's
fan
actually a good
club.
Reaction. It triggered a good reaction throughout. So, and I heard the last score was what, 21?
Yeah, correct. Oh, the last game score was 21. Yep. Okay. Yeah. All right. Moving on from Lightning Tigers. Also got to mention the Balestier Khalsa women team picked up their first win in the Women's Premier League,
ladies,
beating Hougang United 4-1. So, in a way, that's some symmetry there. You see, Lightning Tigers beat Hougang Hulls 21. And Balestier Khalsa women beat Hougang United 4-1. So, Hougang's been on the wrong end of...
And this weekend, we're going to beat LCS, bruv.
All right, let's see. Hopefully.
This weekend, 100%. Shock of the season.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Going back to the stadium, right?
Right. Long break, yeah. It seems like a really long time that we have been back to Toa Payoh Stadium, but a great time to be back. A good game of football, I'm 100% sure. We will definitely give them a run for their money.
Mm. And while you were away during the international break, there's some good news for the club. Three players from Balestier Khalsa were called up for the Singapore national team. One for the senior national team and the other two for the under-21 team. And let's bring them on the show now.
Yes.
Okay, so first up, we got Captain Mr. Ho Wai Loon making his third appearance on the show. Record highest appearance on Backpass X Balestier Khalsa. How are you doing, Wai Loon?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. You got to tell us a bit on where you are at.
Where are you at?
After one international break, it's like I'm having a good one.
Oh my god, you're at Gedung Camp. Oh my god, it's like they detected that you actually went overseas, and then they say, "Hey, Wailun, it's time for you to come back to serve the country a bit
again."
serving
the country in a different way, right? Yeah,
yeah,
and
wearing different thing on the
Nice, Wailun.
Okay, so let me introduce the other two lads who made it into the under-21 team for Singapore. We got Ryan Pravin.
Hi, nice to see you.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
And Aidil Johari. How are you guys doing?
Good, we're doing good.
Oh, Wailun, something for you. From Ignatius Ang. Sorry, no in videos or pictures allowed inside camp.
We are very honored to have you here, Wailun.
Okay.
And Lingesh Kumar says, wow, serving the country in more than one way. Indeed. Indeed, he is.
Right. Wailun is actually hiding behind his cupboard or something.
Cupboard.
Hiding in one corner, man.
Oh, that is commitment there. That is 100. Thank you so much, Wailun. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Yep. So, of course, when the call-ups were made, I, of course, detected Wailun was in that squad. Kel, were you aware? I think you were away, but were you aware about this?
I had no Wi-Fi. So I only got back, then I realized, oh, Wailun and Ryan, Ideal, got called up. You know, really happy for the three of them. Especially Wailun, man, it's like it's great credit to his hard work and his energy on the field. Actually, you know, gave him that push to the national team again. So really, really happy for you, man.
Yeah, really, really happy for you. In fact, for all three of you, I don't want to discredit the other two as well.
No. I'm sorry, guys. Just all three of you guys.
So yeah, first of all, your reaction when you got the national call up. Maybe let's start with the young boys first. Ideal. What was your reaction?
Honestly, I was quite. I didn't accept him being called up. So one day before call up, Kimi was telling me I 21 call up during the international break. So I was like kind of shocked.
Okay. Are you shocked?
Happy shock.
A pleasant surprise. Yeah. Okay, Ryan, yourself, your reaction.
I think it was the last thing that I was expecting. I think I was getting ready for bed when I heard the news. I think it was quite a shock to me as well.
Getting ready for what again?
Getting ready for bed. Going to go to sleep.
Getting ready for bed. I thought you were getting ready for some club called Faith.
Getting ready for bed.
Going to sleep.
And then what? After you got a call up, you couldn't sleep then?
I mean, it's more of like I couldn't believe it.
Okay, Wailun, yourself, what was your reaction to getting call up?
I mean, it's like it's speechless. I don't expect any of this coming. I've been out for football for about a year. My last call up was only on the KL, and there's nothing in my mind of like getting that. I mean, once I got a message or like get a call, it was like moment for me, like, and a very, very happy moment for me once again.
I'm just curious to know who called. Wait, hold on. I'm just curious to know who called you, like who called you for this.
I went for a call, but I think I had like some incident. Like he was asking about my passport details, You know, but I hopes high, but then I'm just waiting for the 3 p.m. for the national. So I'm just waiting for the time, but I was in gym, right? In gym.
Okay.
Your name is on the list. I'm like, huh? Wow, they were saying about in the
okay.
Yeah.
So all right. So that's how it works. I thought someone like maybe the manager, the national team coach called you and say, hey, Wailun, how are you? I'm calling you
the national team. The national team coach will call him and speak to him, Japanese man.
You get jumbo.
And then after that, the manager called me.
Okay.
Oh, he did, eh?
Yeah,
he did. So, was it in Japanese?
Not the coach.
Oh, the manager. Oh, okay.
Manager. All right, Ryan, something for you here. Arish Kumar says, wow. Boy, Ryan getting ready for bed. He's shocked.
Arish, why are you getting excited for someone going to bed?
No, he's shocked. He's shocked that Ryan was actually getting ready for
Ryan,
bed.
Don't you sleep or what, Ryan?
I don't know what he's talking about.
This must be something extracurricular. Ideal's gone, actually.
I did, like, they're not talking about me, man. He ended the call. It's like, that's it, man.
Okay, well, we wait for Ideal to rejoin the call. Wailun, it was your first time back in the national team since 2018. So what was the difference in the setup between then and now?
The difference, not much of the being a national team. In a national team of that, I think sports science started with them. I think the way how players approach towards the games and everything, because years that few coaches have been changing here. And I think the way the players approach, they want to play, I think that's where there's improving, and it's where much more to improve. But I felt that the way that we are looking towards how we is a different ball game now.
Okay, so basically it's just not much difference, but just the way you're approaching games is different from when it was in 2018.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah, sports science coming on, then he's coming into the picture, and like the amount, I mean, it's football, I mean, like your sleep and like the money, and all the talking, but then that's what came back, and then that's what they emphasize: source of sleep, amount of protein, training session, and how is it, how intense is the sleep, everything, and all. Yeah, so from then and now, I think that's
okay. Got that. Any familiar faces from when you were in the team in 2018?
Yeah, I mean, most of them are Azrul, Haris, Irfan, I think was still there. Hassan, Adam Sandy was there. Sorry, Irfan.
Anu.
Yes.
Yeah, Anu has been a mainstay.
Roughly about there.
Okay, so there were at least some familiar faces for you to greet you when you get back to the God International team then.
Yeah. I mean, that's love to see that.
Okay, Ryan and Ideal, this is your first time in the under 21 squad. How do you both settle in to the squad? You can go with maybe go with Ideal first.
I've settled well in the squad. Like Wailun, there were some players from my back in 2018. Welcome, and I don't feel alone. Get along well with them, and so.
Okay. Yeah, because of the connection, I'm just trying to figure out what you were saying. So maybe I got it.
Okay.
Ryan, yourself, how do you settle into that squad?
I think like the first day that we went there, I was quite intimidated because there were a lot of like so called big names there, like Moadam, Samani. But I think as the days went by, I found out that I'm like not so far off from them. It's achievable. Like if I keep working hard, it's achievable, definitely. So it was good to train with people who have more experience than me to better myself.
All right, but I mean Ideal has got friends there from before he joined the squad. Do you make any new friends when you join this under 21 squad?
Yeah. I have a friend there, Jordan Imagwe.
Right.
New friends would be maybe Jared from YL Young Lions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's good.
Ideal, yourself, who are your friends in that team?
My friend was Tampines goalkeeper, Andrew Ong, you earn my bet.
Okay. in the under when you were playing under 19, right, at that time?
That was in 2018, I think.
Okay. Because I was told by a trusted source, Mr. Timney, that you were called up for the under 19 squad. So I'm aware of that. Okay, guys. Well, Mr. Jeff Chan has chimed in with, wow, 24-29-66. I'm sure you know what that means. It's not gang numbers, it's their jersey numbers.
It's not. Just 24-29, yeah, guys, just FYI, not gang numbers.
FYI, yeah, don't go and complain to the police or SSB or whatever. These are their jersey numbers. You come down to the match and watch them, they'll be wearing these same jersey numbers.
Talking about match, we got the next one. When and where is the next match, Russ?
Okay, Tommy Naldi. When? It's this Sunday. And where? It's at Toa Payoh Stadium. Kickoff is at 5:30 p.m. against Lion City Sailors. So be there. All right. I hope to see you there. And okay, guys, generally, what is the, you know, now you're back in your club. What is the takeaway you get from playing, from training and also playing for the national team? We go with Ryan first then. Because you, for you, it's completely fresh experience, right? Yeah, being in this setup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what I take away is that the intensity of the training.
Okay.
I feel like it's so intense there that I should be playing like this every like training and then so on in the match. So I think, yeah, intensity, training intensity.
Okay. And a friend of you wants to ask you a question. He said you like to go rounding.
Arish is on fire today, man, Arish.
May I know why?
No comments.
Nothing to say, Arish. He got nothing to say to you. Stop Arish bothering the boy.
It's a good Facebook comments guy, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, Wailun, for yourself, what's the takeaway you get from in this national team, being in this national team setup?
I mean, like I said also, it's the intensity, you know, you cannot say that in the international level. It's a huge difference of the way of impression. Another takeaway is one girl and the every game and even during training, like what you want and what you're achieving, like 99% to 100%. Yeah, that's all of you. Like how much you want it.
Okay. Your desire, the desire to win games.
Yeah.
Right. So Noah Wong says, keep up the great play. You'll be a regular in the Nationals. Well done, Ho Wai Loon. Thanks, Noah.
Oh, thanks.
Ideal, yourself, what's your takeaway from this time with the national team?
I have to agree with Steve Weiss because in the team, wants to be a part of the national, always playing their best, going hard on each other. They just want to prove themselves. It's much more higher there.
Okay. So in that sense, also your intensity of play, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Ken, so there's some comments here coming in. It's quite a commentful day today. Lingesh Kumar says about the call-ups for under 21 squad. How do you feel when you are facing the opponent squad? Looking at your competitiveness level, do you feel you have more to do? And how do you plan to work towards it? Good guys.
Good time,
do y'all
guys.
Do y'all play any games? Ryan and Idil, you played a friendly, right, against Albrecht's? Okay, so how do you answer this question? Let me just put it up here again for you to see. Ryan, maybe you want to go first?
I think because we only had like 2 days to prepare and most of us have not played with each other before.
Mm.
So I think when we played the game, it was quite it wasn't tough, it was tough, but it was like quite hard for all of us to work together because everybody has all different playing style. So on, and we ended up losing that game.
Okay.
Mainly because I think we all went on like the same wavelength.
Okay.
And that like there were individuals who were trying to prove like themselves, which is a good thing. Yeah. But we just like didn't work as a team. And I feel that we definitely have to do more in order for us to actually go forward to work harder.
Mm. Right. And how you plan to do that?
Working hard in training right now with back with the club. So, yeah.
Okay. Ideal yourself, do you agree with what Ryan was saying?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I agree with what he's moving forward. We have to implement mental strength with these guys. Yeah.
Mm, okay. So just improving your mental strength and working hard in your day-to-day training, right? I think that's the only way you can improve. Right. Okay. Kel, over to you now.
So again, congratulations to all three of you guys. Not easy. You know, people sometimes say getting call up, you know, for national team, you know, like it's a very common thing, but it's not easy representing your country. So you are probably the cream of the crop, you know, of all the talents here in Singapore. So you guys should be very proud of yourself. But coming back to the season so far, let's talk about Balestier now. Wailun, captain. I want to ask you this question, but I want to ask you a first question. How long is your reservist?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So you're going to miss the LCS game.
Yeah. And I did spoke to the officer then because I'm in a HQ company.
So right.
Stuff to do. And then, so, yeah, I mean, I did tell them that I have training. I will able to manage to, like, I'm still able to go for games.
Okay, because if you know, I mean, you're one of the players of the team that you know you need to play. But
one of the key players.
Game, yeah, big game against LCS. My question.
And he knows the players as well.
And you know the players, just hung out with them, chill buddies, and all this. You
probably steal some secrets from them as well.
I saw on Facebook they went for walks together. Probably like you know, getting some Zen zone. But are you up for the challenge, Wailun? Are you up for the challenge against LCS?
Yeah, I mean, there are no quality they have players and like you know one for one players and at the end of the day, you know, it's more about our team challenge. I mean, this is a very good LCS, a very good opportunity for every player who want to go to and track with LCS. As you know, how much a big thing, no matter what, where you come from or who are you and stuff, but I mean, I've always looked towards a game that a better player than yourself, how much you can give him and how much.
So it's a great way to test your ability as a sportsman if you know put yourself you know challenging these top players or the top team in Singapore. You know LCS is one of the top teams, but definitely can be beaten as long as we put on a good show against them. I think definitely has a chance. Wailun, if we have you running around the whole field, I think probably the chance go up by a couple of percentage. Ryan, coming back to you, mate. Again, congratulations getting called up. But now back to club football, man. How is training going for you?
Training is good so far.
Good. You're enjoying training. Are you training with the senior team with Peter or are you? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm training with the senior team. Yes.
Okay. So you're enjoying Peter's training method. I mean, he probably came in with a different approach to stuff. We actually interviewed him. And Peter is definitely one one great personality to have around the field. So how is he, you know, guiding you, and is he speaking to you, or is he easily approachable?
He's approachable, but he's very scary.
Looks quite scary.
I think Hyrule mentioned when we did the podcast, Hyrule mentioned he looks like Jason
Statham.
And Peter was like, who's Jason Statham?
I think he looks more like Totti. Francesco Totti.
Okay.
Totti shapes ball. It is interesting. It is interesting.
The chance to work with him, and obviously he's telling me how I can improve every training, which is good.
Yeah.
But he gives me
That's great, Ryan. Ryan, you know, we don't really get to see you that often, but when we see you on the field, you are this full of energy, full of running, you know, so much enthusiasm playing on the field. What do you think you need to do to break into the first 11 on a consistent basis?
First of all, thank you for saying that. My friends will say that I don't run at all.
No, not true, man. They're not watching the game, bro.
They are my teammates.
We gotta show this. We gotta show this. Arish Kumar said full of energy.
Exactly. Yeah, they say I'm very lazy, which is true to an extent.
But what do you think you have to do, to work on to break into the first 11? Because it's quite you play as an attacker. The front three is pretty much established in Balestier, the Japanese players. So how hard is it to break into? Because, you know, you got a good opportunity. Ryoya and Kondo can play in midfield, which, you know, opens up a space for you if you perform well. So I just want to know, what do you feel on your side? Maybe fitness-wise, or maybe, you know, I don't know. What do you think?
I have to improve fitness-wise as well. I see a SNC coach. He helps me as well.
Okay.
And so I think I just got to keep doing what I do in training. Hopefully the coach sees me play and then get more chances.
Yeah, you got to get yourself noticed in order to break into that first 11. Russ, we have a question for both Ryan and Ideal.
And Ideal. Yeah, so
this question is for Lingesh Kumar. You guys. Lingesh Kumar again.
All the way from UK, I must add.
From UK, you see, we got a Palestine UK fan. So, what do Ryan and Ideal look up to Wailun for? What do they think they can learn from him? By the way, he said good answers for the previous question. So, okay, basically, Ryan, we're staying with you. What do you look up to Wailun for, and what can you learn from him?
Well, obviously, I think it's Wailun's running. He doesn't give up.
Why?
He's always even if he loses the ball, at the front of the pitch, you somehow see him all the way at the back defending already. So it's just always not giving up, basically.
So the never give up attitude.
Yeah.
Right. Ideal?
Yeah, same. I agree. I look up to because he never starts running. I have to end it.
So that's a good answer to the question again. Thank you, Lingesh, for the question. So basically, Ryan and Ideal look up to Wailun for his never give up attitude, which we all can see. I think week in, week out, we see that. So that's probably given. Ideal, going back to you. It's been a difficult season for the club in terms of results, up and down. Some days, some games, we play fantastic football and, we blow the team out of the park. But then some days, we get blown out quite badly. But that's part and parcel of the life. Do you think this is the final stretch now? I know it's like the business end, but do you think the managers or the coach should start giving some of the younger players like yourself or Ryan a chance to play more now?
Honestly, everybody deserves a chance to play. It just depends on how much training and believe that coach is looking out the progress of younger players. So there will be any issues in anytime soon in the upcoming match. I'm also looking forward to seeing players and the younger players because they've been working hard in training.
Yeah, actually, you know, when I go for Ballester games, to be honest, I see the bench and I see a lot of young players, which is really good, all ready to get on. And I see you guys warming up, you know, with so much of enthusiasm, you know, on the side pitch. I always give comments with Russ. I was like, these guys, you know, they're so warmed up. You can just put them in and they are ready to play. But I really, really hope that you know, the coach can start giving you guys, the younger players, a chance to prove yourself. And who knows, man, things work out. You know, this could be an oyster, man. Anything can happen.
Yeah. In fact, I think I would say we've seen Ideal play more often this season. Yeah. In the last few games, he's been playing quite regularly as well. So right. He's been given
he's been
the chance.
Taking
so.
His chance. Yeah, certainly. Taking his chance. That's what we need more from the team. That's in my opinion. Wailun, going back to you, man. You're like the star of the show now. Probably want to stand out in the squad other than Jumbo, man. Like you and Jumbo, like I think you guys clock half the kilometers the rest of the team clock. You know, full of running, full of energy. One last push for the season. This is the business end. How do you plan to motivate? Both of you guys are captains as well, Jumbo and yourself. How are you planning to motivate your team for this last push? Like, hey guys, just last push. We have the Singapore Cup, which the draw is also made.
I
would say quite an interesting draw. So what are you planning to do? This is it, man. You gotta push yourself. The Singapore Cup. What are you planning to do?
I mean, like, you know, it's all team credit. It's, you know, team effort. It's not just every player plays their part on the field, but what we can do to help the individual improvement. So I mean, I felt that this is a chance for us to. There's nothing to. So I think that this is a chance for us. We can wake up with the last remaining. I think vision for like Singapore Cup, because anyone can
right.
win the trophy. The boys round and then cup games is all like no one can predict that. You know, I feel that we should really concentrate. Then I mean it's up to the co-play and to this final stretch to win. Nothing is impossible,
right?
So I feel tired. And then this is the last we talk about it and you know look forward to it.
Right. And no, but I got to say, man, like I saw the Singapore Cup draw came out. I was like, what is going on here, bro?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Like, they just took the top two and about, like, you know what? Let's just put them together. But that's going to be a very interesting draw. I think Young Lions is going to be a very interesting draw as well for them. And what you said, right? Cup football, man, anything can happen.
Hmm.
So crazy. Russ?
Yep. I think I agree on that draw. I was actually going to mention about that draw when you mentioned it. I think, wow, tough draw. And we're only going to play at home once, which is against Young Lions. So we're going to play against LCS and Albirex away. So I feel that makes it tougher. But, you know, like what Wailun says, you know, we've all been brought up on the FA Cup and their giant killing acts. So hopefully we get to witness one of our own here. So the ball is round, as they always say, the cliche. So we hope Ballester can do well and get out of this group into the semifinals.
We might have Ryan score a winner or something.
Yeah. You never know, right? It might pop up this weekend or even this weekend, you know?
Yeah. The ball is round. Ryan might go in. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really made pop-up games. That's good, man. Really excited for the cup game. Russ?
All right, Wailun, I just one more question to ask ahead of the game this Sunday. Have you been taking down notes on the LCS players, like, you know, their weaknesses, and passing it on to Peter and for training sessions?
I mean, there's nothing to say. I mean, who are they? I mean, like, the players and weakness, you know, but I just feel that to stay strong as a team, you know, to be I the hunger, you know, how much we want to win that game. All individuals want to win that game. Because, I mean, it's a team game, so I think it's everybody. It's not just effort. I mean, it's, I want like all the hunger to win that game, and I think it's possible. So, I mean,
yep, exactly.
No secret, you know, there's no secrets to it by the players. On. I mean, yeah, I mean, a couple injuries are suspended in a few days. So before the game, I mean, we need that hunger as we want to win them.
Yep, exactly true. I think you got to match them in terms of hunger and desire on the pitch, and the field is ours. The stadium is ours. We're more used to playing on this surface. I think, certainly.
I mean, there's a lot of players that say, welcome to Anfield.
That can work
especially
in our favor.
When it rains. Topaya Stadium is lit when it rains.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. The last time we played at home against Albirex, we were winning at one point of time. So it's possible.
That was quite a cracking game. that was an interesting game.
But okay, Lingesh Kumar, as another question. Sorry, so many questions today, but just to learn from the players directly, the club-related social media posts, do they affect you as a player? And if so, is there someone you can approach to voice your concerns? And this podcast is helpful, right? Yeah. So that's his question. what he's referring to is the posts that, you know, whatever social media posts comes about related to the club. So those kind of posts, not those posted by the club. You know, so probably, you know, whatever negative press the club gets, does it affect the players? This is what he's asking.
For me personally, I feel that, you know, try to read the comments and all. If you have that negative, not good for every player. So I think it's best, you know, just reflect on yourself. During the game or whatever. And then, I mean, take from it. I mean, that's so it's not if it you go away and, you know, take just a positive from it again.
So don't read too much of the negative.
Correct.
News. Just stay.
Yeah.
Ryan, as a young player, Ryan, how do you feel reading this? I mean, you guys like pretty well known in the social media scene. So how do you take it? Can you hear me, Ryan? Hello.
Ryan.
Okay, Ideal.
Ideal, yeah. Ideal's also young.
Ideal, can you hear me?
Okay, oh, sorry. Ideal, I accidentally muted Ryan, sorry.
Okay, let's go Ideal first. Ideal, like how do you feel when you read this kind of post? Does it affect you, or like, you know, you just let it pass?
Let it pass, because good. But then at the same time, I can turn into positive feeling, just okay. About learning and
right. Ryan, yourself?
Let it pass also.
Yeah, so it doesn't really like, I mean, people don't go up and talk to you, hey bro, tell me what happened, why like that all. So nobody like say this.
There are like some friends that do that, but I just don't pay
much attention to it. That's really elite mindset, man, you three guys have. Which is really good. I think that's the only way. Press, especially social media these days, you know, anybody can say anything, but no one knows the true and real story, which could be anything. But to hear what you guys actually say, you know, to flip it into positive and just do not you know, really read into it, that's pretty good. Arish
Kumar again. Ryan, elite man's mindset, that's very good.
Yeah, I think set a good example for Arish.
Okay. Arish is setting a good example for you.
No, other way around. I set a good example for Arish.
Ryan is setting a good example. Okay. That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Jeff, I think the audio is got to do with the Wi-Fi connection, so that's probably why sometimes you can't hear. Sometimes it's not very clear. Okay, and Wailun, I'm just curious to know, if for example someone gets affected by this post, social media post, by what they read, is there someone in the club that they can go and speak to clarify their doubts?
Like if like negative comments or stuff.
Yeah. Whether it's negative comments towards the player or towards the club.
Or maybe cyber bullying.
Yeah, correct.
Something.
That kind of stuff. Trolling.
I think that is always open. You can just talk to whoever the problems you have. And I mean, we are a team. So if you have any problem, besides our cyber bullying or like comments, to us, and we will always be there for you. Anything, I mean, just talk to us, be open. We are as a team, we will have fear, but you know, to give you that confidence again by not playing by your full potential.
Or you can call Arish Kumar. Arish Kumar will fight back on the comment section if anyone goes through any sorts of cyberbullying. Arish Kumar is always there to help you out.
Yep. Based on today, I think so, yes.
Based on today, I feel that he has a talent for it. And so any issues, please, any players, ballistic players, have any issues, please refer yourself to Arish Kumar, who will help you.
Yeah. Maybe after he retires, he can do this side business. Okay, before we go, we're going to play the quick fire questions. But today, for a change, Wailun's got some questions for Ryan and Aidil. Wailun, take it away.
My questions are...
Yes. Your questions, why suddenly you go in the dark?
Yeah, that's it. No. His sergeant came already. You hide the phone.
I need to find the question.
Who are you asking to?
First of all, ideal first. I think ideal first are in the team.
Okay, ideal. Do you get the question?
No, I didn't get the question.
Who's team?
Oh, we lost you, man.
Okay, I got the question. I got the question. I'll help you, Wailun. So ideal. His question is, who's your closest mate in the team?
To say Puvan Raj.
Puvan Raj is your closest mate. Yeah. Okay. Ryan, yourself?
Arish.
Arish is your closest. No wonder.
No wonder today he's camping here and then he's commenting, showing support.
Okay, next question, Wailun.
Next. Music that you all listen to.
Music that you all listen to.
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
I do.
What, you don't listen to music?
No, no.
Arish Kumar has something for you, Aidil. Puvan Raj, that guy is very dangerous, he says.
I can say Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Okay, Aidil. Okay. Ryan,
okay, yourself? Man, you got some bangers, man.
Not for someone my generation, you know, not really my type.
One Direction.
One Direction. Okay, Arish, he's already answered. One Direction.
Arish is disappointed now.
Okay.
That's why
the hairstyle also same lah, Aidil. Aidil and Justin Bieber, same hairstyle. Okay. Okay, Arish, you got to cool down for a while. Next question, Wailun.
Who's your favorite, over the world, favorite.
All-time favorite player. That's what I mean.
All-time favorite player, Aidil.
To say
Puvan Raj. Puvan Raj is your all-time favorite player.
What is going on here? Is something that I'm missing, or is like
I look up to him after against Haugang last year.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm surprised.
Puvan Raj is Aidil's all-time favorite player.
Aidil's all-time player on record today is Puvan Raj. Amazing team chemistry, I would say. Amazing. I love it.
Ryan, your all-time favorite player.
Please don't say Arish Kumar, man.
Maybe Neymar.
Neymar. Yeah. Okay. Nice. That's the first time we've heard that from any of the players.
Right, Neymar.
Okay, next question. Wailun, you got one more to go after this.
One more.
No, after this question, you got one more. So this is your second last question.
Why can't you just say two more, Russ?
Okay.
You got one more.
Who's your favorite coach you have played under?
So favorite coach you have played under, Aidil?
Coach
Syed Azmi. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
All right, that's good. May I ask why?
Really fun guy. Yeah, fun guy to be entertaining coach.
Entertaining, yeah, we know.
I mean, he's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer.
I enjoy training for it. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Ryan, yourself?
I think I would say Coach Akbar.
Coach Akbar, okay.
Akbar Nawaz. Give me my opportunity to play this season.
Nice.
Okay. I hope Peter is listening. Yeah, you know, then after that, you know who's not to play next game.
Nah, I gotta give it. Peter is a fair coach, man. Yeah, that's what I believe.
Yeah. It's a joke, la. Wailun. Last question.
Okay. What is your one game? What is game ritual?
Pre game ritual.
Yep.
Ideal.
Ritual. I think myself at one corner and just into the ceiling or something
Oh, Luke in the training. Okay.
Yeah, just.
So okay. technically you're stoning.
Yeah, so I mean basically just like I get my focus.
Okay. Yeah, focus and stoning out, zoning out. No, don't say stoning, man. It's wrong in Singapore. Yeah, zoning out. Sorry, I said that.
They are not actually stoning.
Yeah, they are not stoning.
Disclaimer.
Sorry to everyone there. They are not stoning. Ideal is just zoning off, meditating in his mind.
Okay, before Ryan can answer, Arish has already said his pre-game ritual is very interesting. So tell me, interesting about your pre-game ritual, Ryan?
Okay, so I think first of all, I get to the changing room very early. So maybe 1 hour or 2 hours before.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put in my headphones and I do my stretching.
Okay.
And I listen to music.
Okay.
Okay.
One Direction, I guess. Okay.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Do you happen to clean up the locker room a bit as well when you're there, or just like do your stretching at the?
Afterwards, maybe. Afterwards.
Afterwards. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you think that the guys will get pissed if one day, because you come in early, you probably got first dips on the speakers, and then maybe when they walk in for the game on Sunday, if you play in a One Direction song, how would they react?
I don't think they'll play out very well. They'll get quite angry. Yeah.
that'll be quite a scene. I would love to be in that locker room when that happened.
All right, I've got some questions myself. So 5 questions from me. Your favorite food, Ryan?
Does it have to be like local or like
anything?
A McDonald's cheeseburger.
Okay.
Okay.
Ideal yourself? What?
Chicken rice.
What? Chicken rice. Okay.
Oh, chicken rice. Yes. Okay.
That's good.
Favorite drink, Ideal.
Teo.
Teo. Okay.
Ice Ryan? Or hot? Hot. Yeah.
Hot. Okay.
Ryan.
Iced coffee.
Iced coffee. Okay.
Favorite football club, Ryan.
Liverpool.
Wrong answer.
Ideal, your favorite football club.
What was that?
Do you say Arsenal?
Yes.
Arsenal? Okay, Arsenal.
Okay, so Wailun's got a friend. Wailun's got a friend.
Having a great season this season, Arsenal.
Sir.
Yeah. I think, Ryan, you are in very good company at Balestier Khalsa by supporting Liverpool. A lot of Liverpool fans there. Your favorite female celebrity, Ryan?
Oh, Rihanna.
Okay. Oh, very fast, this guy. Wow. Fast, normally, fast, normally everyone everyone will take some time to answer me. Okay. Good.
He's probably got a Rihanna poster behind him or something.
Yeah. I like that. Good.
Inside the camera.
You see, even nice. your good friend said it.
This type of things is very fast.
Ideal, what about you?
What?
Don't have? Cannot or don't have or what? Don't really?
Don't have? Alamak, macam ni.
Are you sitting in a dining hall or something? Parents are around? What is happening?
No.
Shy?
No, just don't have.
Just don't have.
Okay.
The final question. What do you like watching? Movies or series?
Series.
Okay. Ryan?
Yes.
Series also.
Nice. Anything you guys are watching right now?
For now, not really.
Okay.
Modern Family.
Modern Family. Oh, right. That's a nice one. I've completed it. Which season are you at?
Season 5, I think.
Season 5. Okay. All right. Okay. Enjoy that. That's nice. Nice show. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak to us. Wai Lun, big ups all the way from the camp. Sungai Gedong. Sungai Gedong. Gedong, not Gedong. Okay,
right,
sorry.
Right at the west side of the world.
Are you there? Are you from there, Kel?
Yeah, I was from Sungai Gedong as well. So.
All right. That's what I said. Why?
Yeah.
I have chicken farm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's no comments. I got nothing to say about the government or the army.
Not here, especially.
Not here, live. I don't want Darwin to be calling me up now. It's like, what the hell do you say? Hey man, all the best. Just a quick recap. This Sunday, Toa Payoh Stadium, Balestier Khalsa versus Lion City Sailors at 5:45 PM. That is Toa Payoh Stadium, 5:45 PM. Get your tickets at the door.
Or isn't it 5:30?
5:30 is that it is. 5:45 is
5:45. The game is 15 minutes old.
You can always come 15 minutes or half an hour late. No problem. We will sort you out. If you are there, we are there. Do reach out to us. Say hello. I'll be happy to feature you. And all the best, boys, for the game.
Yep, all the best, boys. And hope to see you as well at the stadium. Do say hi. Don't act like as if you don't know us.
You can't miss Russ.
Yeah, Russ. Wailun, okay lah. He's seen us before and all. Ideal and Ryan, this time you know, just say hi.
We will take a picture with them, no problem.
Yeah, we'll take a picture of you. Sign your autograph book as well, if you want.
All right, man. All right.
All right, guys.
This Sunday, bro.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And also, bye-bye to Arish Kumar. Thanks a lot for contributing.
Thanks for joining us today, Arish. And Lingesh from the UK.
And Lingesh, Lingesh as well. Lingesh with all the intellectual questions. Anyone else left out? No. Jeff as well. Jeff, yeah. Big ups. We're going to interview you soon. Noah, yep. I want to interview you as well, Noah. Okay. Ciao. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.